Good morning. It is time to inspire. Today's inspiration is inspire you to remember your first employer. When it is quiet and I look around me, I am filled with so much joy for everything the day has brought me, for what the future may bring, and for the experiences I have treasured in my past. And last night, I got thinking about my first job and the lessons it taught me in life, and I was filled with so much joy. I was 16 and I applied to Dunkin' Donuts. The owner was a man named Jerry. Jerry was a very hands-on owner who took pride in his business and how much he had succeeded in life. He started off poor, and through hard work, he bought a chain of Dunkin' Donuts shops and was continuing to build his empire. So you would think that a man like this would be stressed, which I am sure he was, and primarily focused on making the dollar, which he was not. Jerry was different. He put people ahead of money, and this was obvious with his employment and retainment of me. And although I wanted to be the best employee ever, in reality, I was the worker from hell. If there was something I could do wrong, I did. I would always drop glasses, and he would need to order more. I would drop trays of donuts that I would be bringing from the back to the front, and he'd have to have more made. I would do large orders of coffee and forget to label them so others would not know if it had sugar in it or not. I think, in reality, I did more disservice working there for him than I did a service. And yet, through it all, he never angered or threatened to take it out of my paycheck or fire me. Rather, he always smiled and told me that I was making progress, and he was proud to see me grow in my job. And he always took the time to talk to me about how anyone can be a success in this world, either through business or through their interactions with others. He was a great man and gave me a great start in the business world and understanding of how to treat others in the workplace. I will always remember him and my first job fondly. How about you? Please write and share some of your stories, as I would love to hear them.